Dean, your reaction to that, a tough one to take.
Yeah, massively. I think, if I'm honest, probably 0-0 would have been a fair result. But if you give somebody a free header in your 18-yard box, there'll be the opportunity for them to score a goal, and that's what's happened.
Yeah, concentration levels, just that one split second.
Yeah, you've called it concentration levels. You can't switch off and let that happen. Put the cross in from a throw-in, not going to close the throw-in down quick enough, and obviously the ball's come in the box, and one of the players, he's switched off.
It's a harsh one to take, though, because the lads worked hard for you out there.
Yeah, they gave everything. We had a few opportunities ourselves, going to some decent areas. Frustrated them, and you could hear the crowd. They were getting a little bit edgy all round the place, and it was a comfortable football match. But as I said, you can't switch off.
You made some changes to the team today. Talk us through your thinking for that.
We're away from home, obviously. We came in, obviously, defensively, they're in the playoffs, so you've got to come and give them a little bit of respect for that. They're doing well, and we knew it was going to be a tough game, so obviously we've come a little bit two banks of four and looking to frustrate them.
And I say that's the frustrating thing, because it was a game plan that, up until the goal, was working.
Yeah, as you said, it was working up until the goal, but as I said, you can't switch off in your own box, and that's what we've done.
Do you feel you're lacking a little bit of creativity, or just a bit of nous up front as well?
They're working hard, and that's all we can ask for at the moment. Obviously, you go with the creativity in the nous. Obviously, we have to look at changing the shape. Mm. And as I said, we're away from home, so obviously we just look to be a little bit more solid today.
Maybe confidence is better.
Yeah, possibility. But as I said, they worked hard, they gave everything, and them little bits of detail of that cross coming in the box, and the player does the right thing by locking onto his man, he finishes 0-0.
And now you look at the League One table, just one point in it. Now it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good, and you don't want to be in that situation, but we are. That's the reality of it. It's still in our hands. That's all that we can ask, and we can control it. The lads know what they've got to do over the next three games.
Yeah, with it in your hands and with that in mind, Northampton getting another win today, that brings them back into it as well. And I mean, it was a big game already, but...
Yeah, you said it was a big game already. It's massive now. It's our next game. We've got a week to get ready for it, and we'll be more than go and get 3 points.
And I know the club have done a ticket offer to try and get more people through the door. I guess you're appealing for as many people across the borough of Walsall to come in and help.
Yeah, as you said, we need as many people there. There's been an offer put on. We need as many people as there to make the difference, get behind the lads, and all being well, they can turn up in their numbers, and the fans were outstanding today. They were singing all the way through, and it made a difference. It gets behind the lads, but as I said, that little bit of detail in our 18-yard box has cost us today.
And just finally, for you to, I mean, you know, because you were a Walsall fan growing up, the amount of emotions you've gone through in all of these games, it just makes it even more tougher to take.
Yeah, look, as you said, it's not about me. It's about the team out there, and obviously the fans have come up here in the numbers, and I said the fans are outstanding. We've done well for long periods of the game, but obviously we switched off, and it's cost us.